Not to spoil the tension in this story, but odds are the government will not shut down. But the pressure to defund the health care law being applied by Senator Cruz and others has kept lawmakers like Texas Senator John Cornyn walking a narrow line on the idea. In an interview Thursday on Fox News, he said he supported Cruz and any effort to defund the health care law. He just doesn't like the idea of a government shutdown.
And if we allow government to shut down, ironically, Obamacare still gets funded.
But in the same interview, Cornyn talked about a plan to get Democrats to vote in favor of defunding the Affordable Care Act.
That would then set up a process by which these red state Democrats would have to vote to strip Obamacare out of here, or perhaps they will have reconsidered, as Senator McConnell said, and realized that Obamacare has not lived up to its promises.
If the Senate were to pass a spending bill that didn't include funding for the health care law, that would lead to a presidential veto, and there would be little time to get a new bill passed before the shutdown deadline of October 1st. So what if time runs out? What would a shutdown mean for Texas?
A shutdown is a little bit of a misnomer in just that not everything shuts down.
Sherry Greenberg is director of the Center for Politics and Governance at the LBJ School of Public Affairs at UT Austin. She says the military will still be up and running and all essential federal employees will remain on the job as well.
If something is mandated and it's not going through the budget, such as your Social Security, you'll still get the check. Workers that deal with public safety, the U.S. mail, which is self-funded. Now, if you want to go visit a federal park, good luck.
Austin Congressman Lloyd Doggett agrees the shutdown would not broadly or immediately affect Texans. But over time, it could.
It's not only the immediate inconvenience of not being able to sign up for Social Security as you turn 65 or not being able to get a prompt paycheck. It's the impact that this will have on our economy.
With any extended shutdown becoming more apparent and more detrimental to the state and national economy, the longer it goes on. For KUT's Agenda Texas, I'm Ben Philpott.